Chapter 21. Sometime just before dawn, the storm abated. Thunder echoed dully far off across pale, slate-streaked skies. Rain slacked to a drizzling curtain in wan daylight. The sea was still running high. Shog and Triss were sleeping, sitting draped over the tiller, worn out and exhausted after their tempestuous ordeal. The otter slid forward bit by bit, until his nose bumped against the tiller arm. He sat up straight, blinking through salt-crusted eyes, immediately aware of the sound of waves pounding across reefs and breaking on the shore.
"Triss, wake up, mate! 'Tis land, straight ahead! Land!"
The squiddle maid woke, shivering damp and cold. She stared at the approaching coastline, rocks and shingle broken by patches of sandy shore. It did not appear very welcoming, but it was a marvellous sight to a pair of escaped slaves.
"Where are we, Shog?"
Her friend applied his attention to the tiller.
"I ain't got a clue, but we'll be in big trouble if we runs afoul of those reefs, matey. Let's try to slide in, easy-like."
Recalling the previous night, Triss scanned the horizon.
"Where's the big ship gone? Do you see it anywhere?"
Shog smiled grimly.
"To the bottom of the sea, I hope. I don't see it about, but there ain't any sense in taking chances. We won't put up the sail in case it gives us away. A sail can be seen from a good distance off. You see if there's any dry victuals left, and water too. Oh, give me rudder for a mouthful of fresh water right now. Attend to that and keep your eyes peeled. I'll try and get us to shore safely."
Viewing the strange new land, Shog felt a thrill of anticipation as the shore loomed closer. He used all his skills to tack between the pedalous rocks, some poking up out of the sea, others lying beneath the surface. Centering his attention at a sprawling stone outcrop on the tide line, Shog sent the vessel toward it. Triss found some apples that were undamaged. She uncorked a flagon of drinking water and tipped it to her mouth, washing out the heavy salt taste of the sea. It was sweet and refreshing. She passed it to Shog, who wedged it against the tiller.
"I'll take a drop when it gets us past this tricky bit, mate. There, 'tis a straight run to land now. Let's drink to our escape, Triss. We made it!"
As the keel scraped upon sand, Shog leaped over into the shallows and hauled on the head rope. Triss was about to join him when she spotted the double sails bellying out on the horizon.
"It's the big ship! Look!"
The otter acted promptly as he sighted the sea scab.
"Quick, let's pull her in behind these rocks. I hope they ain't caught sight of us."
Between them, they managed to push and shove the vessel to the lee side of the outcrop. Shog began stripping the sail from the mast and rolling it up, whilst Triss salvaged what food she could from their spoiled stores.